This is Wade Rathke, the Chief Organizer's Report on sorting out Obamacare problems now. To the degree that the final version of the Affordable Care Act was neither fish nor fowl and represented a compromise between those that hated the entire concept and those that were trying to make the best of whatever slices of the original loaf were left, we all knew that problems were inevitable. Over the last 5 years, we've been treated to regular and confusing reports from the battlefront, but nothing that ever fixes any problems, some of which are normal and predictable in a huge new program. Without progress, many fall out of love with Obamacare, even as more than 10 million have enrolled with huge positive health impacts. Now consensus is building that any new president will have to fix the plan in the coming year, though no one seems sure about the fix or how to come to an agreement on a cure. What to do? Some notions are almost simple-minded. One I saw said the quick fix was essentially a minor tune-up. Raise the amount of the subsidies for lower-income families so that they can absorb the higher premium cost, and raise the level of the penalties to force more of the young and able into the program. I'm all for raising the level of subsidies if there can be an agreement on that from whoever emerges as a new Congress, but raising the level of penalties is not a real solution to anything. The quick fix, folks find that the fact that 260 million Americans are covered by health care on their jobs means no problems there, but that's wrong too, or at least it isn't the whole story. Many penalty payers are not necessarily just the young and healthy, but also lower wage workers caught in so-called company coverage that ostensibly is offered, but because of the combination of premium cost and exorbitant, almost no limit deductible charges means that almost whatever the penalty level might be, it will still be cheaper than paying a premium of 9% of your pay and then having to pay many thousands of dollars in deductibles before you get any real benefit from the so-called insurance. This is really not medical insurance, but catastrophe assurance, meaning if you know you need a major operation, maybe you pay. If not, you take your chances and pay the piper. Luckily, it's taken out of your IRS tax refund, so you can pretend it hurts you less. A lower-wage worker caught in the service industry by these kinds of premium-plus high-deductible policies would need to be making more than $20 per hour for full-time 40-hour-per-week work to make it worth taking the insurance rather than paying the penalty. In some healthcare companies where we have contracts, like the service contractor giant ResCare, for example, there are literally no takers out of more than 400 workers. I know people who are literally saving up for a CAT scan because they don't have insurance and are paying the penalty, making their healthcare cash on the barrel. The quick, simple fix does nothing for any of these people and pretends that the U.S. is not dominated now by the service economy and its workforce. The argument for a public option, a government-funded insurance of last resort for these workers and others that can offer real competition and leverage to the private insurers, makes sense, as Jacob Hacker, the political scientist and healthcare expert, has argued. That's still not single payer or any kind of system that takes private insurers out of the market, but at least you have established something where we already know there's no free enterprise in the marketplace, so there's a real option for health insurance. There are private insurances still waiting for subsidies, $2 billion from the government, and there are regular folks getting subsidies and more that need them who are caught in a bind. Either the government needs to let workers and families caught by corporate insurance gimmicks that technically qualify under the Act but are worthless in reality come into the marketplace and get subsidies if qualified, or set up a public option that offers real coverage for this huge segment of the population. The justice of raising penalties to catch the scofflaws doesn't work when we still need a lot more mercy or stiff requirements on corporations to provide real insurance coverage. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.